A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee, where he began instructing the people on the Sabbath day. They were spellbound by his teaching, for his words had authority. In the synagogue, there was a man with an unclean spirit who shrieked in a loud voice, "Leave us alone! What do you want of us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus said to him sharply, "Be quiet, come out of him." At that, the demon threw him to the ground before everyone's eyes and came out of him without doing him any harm. All were struck with astonishment, and they began saying to one another, "What is there about his speech? He commands the unclean spirits with authority and power, and they leave." His renown kept spreading through the surrounding country. The Gospel of the Lord. What is in a name? A rose by any other name would smell as sweet. Shakespeare's famous line tends to discount the power of a name. But in the end, the power of the name won out. Romeo and Juliet met their death because they couldn't overcome the hatred that existed between their family's name. In modern literature, the use of the power of the name can even be found in the popular Harry Potter series. Lord Voldemort is an evil wizard who is trying to destroy Harry. One Vatican movie critic even compared Lord Voldemort to modern man and his quest and greed for power. In the series, even the saying of Lord Voldemort's name is forbidden because it increases Lord Voldemort's power. So he is referred to as he who cannot be named. But what if the power of the name is used for good? In recent Gospels, the Church has presented us with the power of Jesus' name. 2 Sundays ago, he asks his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter boldly declares, "You are the Messiah, the living Son of God." Jesus then tells his disciples to not let anyone know, for he knows that he has more to do before the full power of his name can be revealed to all. This past Sunday, Jesus warns his disciples that because of the power of his name, he will be persecuted and killed, and that in order to follow him, they must be prepared to take up their cross as well. What is in a name? In Jesus' name, there is all the power and authority of our Heavenly Father. In today's Gospel, Jesus so instructs the people of Capernaum that they are spellbound by his authority. He is the Son of God. He has the power of the Almighty in his name because he is one with the Father. This is the power of hope that we as Christians have the grace to live with. We can call upon his name. In the Gospel, the young man yells out, "What do you want of us, Jesus of Nazareth?" What he wants of us is to know that we can call upon him and that he can answer us with the full authority of the Lord Almighty. The demon was expelled from the young man by the power of Jesus. He spoke with authority and the demon left. What demons possess us? What do we carry around that the power of Jesus Christ can get rid of for us? Is it stubbornness of heart? Is it the lack of a forgiving nature? Do we want to be in control of every aspect of our lives and not trust that God knows what is best for us? For everyone, there is something that pulls us away from the depth and love of our Lord. As we listen to today's Gospel, Jesus calls us to reflect, to search our hearts, to see what is keeping us from sharing more fully in the life of Christ's resurrection. Whatever it is, Jesus tells us we have the promise, the hope, of the power of his name to help us overcome. So, what is in a name? If it is the name of Jesus Christ, quite a lot.